talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. Put mine on the finger, and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Zooming things that's better.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Randy Travis with Digging Up Bones, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Christine Sinanen. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence and Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. We also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile Distributors, and we'll be talking with Brittany Bowser with Palmetto Tile Distributors. Also, Phil Schaffner with Contractor Sales with Palmetto Tile. Patrick Bryant, William Albrecht with Southern Lumber and Millwork. And finally, Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile Distributors, and they are located, they have two locations, but we're coming to you from their big North Charleston location at 4639 Rivers Avenue. And now joining us is Brittany Bowser with Palmetto Tile Distributors. How are you doing, Brittany?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. Brittany, take a moment, tell everybody about Palmetto Tile Distributors.
Yeah, so here at Palmetto Tile, we have mentioned before, there are two locations, North Charleston and Johns Island. We are open to the public. We have a large sort of tile that is in stock, ready to go immediately if you select those, and as well as custom order pieces. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that's important because I don't know if other people are like me, but sometimes if I'm working on a smaller project, I don't have the foresight to, come in and pick something out that might be special order or mm-hmm. take a few weeks to come in or something like that. So I might, oh my gosh, I need to get that tile. And so they can come to Palmetto Tile Distributors. And are there certain types of tile or styles that you folks keep on hand at all times that are
popular? We keep a wide range of material in stock, whether it's floor tile, wall tile, showers, kitchens, exterior applications. We have an assortment of that all in stock, ready to go. So if you're that homeowner that comes in on Friday and wants to do the project on Saturday, we can help you out.
So. Gotcha. Good deal. Well, walking around the Palmetto Tile Distributors showroom here in North Charleston, a couple of things struck me. Number one, and I guess this is to be expected, there's tile everywhere. There's tile all over the floors, and looking at different samples and things like that. How often does Palmetto Tile Distributors change out some of these, the tile that you might have, like a 10 by 10 square foot section in your store?
So our floor does not get changed out as often as we would like. It's every couple of years because that's actually getting installed. But when you come into the showroom, we have several walls up that are actually all our samples are Velcroed on, and we do that every couple of weeks. So when you first walk into the entry, there's this large wall, and we'll kind of do a color scheme of different materials that kind of coordinate together to kind of be an inspiration board for, you know, clients and also ourselves. And that changes every couple of weeks.
Gotcha. And who drives those changes? Is it the homeowners or the interior designers that are coming to Palmetto Tile Distributors and asking for those different styles, or are you folks going to different shows and kind of seeing what is going to be popular down the road?
We get inspiration from all kinds of things of what we want to bring into our showroom. You know, demand from clients is definitely a huge drive. You know, if we have a lot of people requesting a certain material, then we're seeing that need. So, of course, we want to bring it into our showroom and have that available. But we also do go to shows, you know, about twice a year and see what are the upcoming trends, what are the vendors seeing as more popular items, and we want to get ahead of that and go ahead and have it in and ready for people to start falling in love with.
Right, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, can you take us on kind of a virtual tour of Palmetto Tile Distributors showroom here in North Charleston? If I'm a homeowner, I walk in for the first time. What am I going to experience?
Yeah, I'll warn you, it is overwhelming. There is tile everywhere, as you described earlier. So you walk in, we have this large wall right in front of you at the entry with, again, inspiration of all different tiles kind of collected together in a similar color scheme, which does change out every couple weeks. We have a left and right section. It is a larger showroom, so there's a lot to look at. As far as the organization of it, it's kind of mixed. We tend to keep things organized by color. So right now there's a green wall to the right, and so if you move to the right, you start to go into more colors, and then more neutrals on the left side. We kind of feel like the clients are a little bit more visually directed, and so if they are coming in and know they want a gray and blue scheme, then we kind of take them to that section mm-hmm. of the showroom. So
gotcha. You were telling me before we started the interview that when homeowners come in, you've got a series of questions that you'll ask that homeowner to help mitigate them being maybe a little overwhelmed with all the different tile selections.
Yeah, with such a large showroom, there is a lot to look at, and it can be overwhelming to homeowners. So we like to have a little bit of dialogue back and forth and have a conversation and figure out what, if you're working on your master bathroom, what do you want the aesthetic to be? What do you want the feeling to be when you walk into your master? There's some people that want a really stark black and white, really strong combination, and others want really cool, you know, spa-like feel when they walk into the master, and they want all blues and grays and really soft tones of cream. And so it's just nice to have a conversation and kind of sit and chat, make sure you're on the same page, and then start tackling the showroom and pulling some stuff together.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that with your short description of what your interview process with homeowners, you didn't mention budget.
Sometimes a budget does come up, but there's, it kind of depends on the client. There's people that come in, they're like, I'm going to fall in love with what I fall in love with. I'll make it work. And then there's some that come in and it's like, I need to keep it under $10 a square foot. So that, that part of the conversation does come up, but it varies drastically from customer to mm-hmm. customer. So,
what if someone, let's take an example of the person who needs to keep their tile under $10 a square foot. Does that mean you're going to show them the bargain rack, or can they actually get a great look?
No, you'll still be able to get a really strong look for under $10 a square foot. You know, that you want to probably stay more towards the porcelains and not go into any of the marbles. It might be a little difficult to have some marble selections at that price point, but we still would even have a few at that price point. So, you know, you don't have to have some extraordinary budget to get a great look. So mm-hmm. we have a lot of really strong looks that are under $5 a square foot, actually. So.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the hot tiles styles that people are asking for these days?
What we're seeing a huge trend in is large format. We're getting a lot of, you know, 24 by 48 size tiles that are going on the floor. We actually are starting to bring in 5 by 10 slabs of tile, and they're the entire wall of a shower. It's just one tile, so you don't have the grout lines to clean and all of that. So we're getting a lot of movement in the big format tile. The wood look is always a a standard that's always going to be popular. And then we're also getting a big influence of the Spanish tiles, those kind of stamped concrete tiles. A lot of people are using that in entries and powder baths and like little accent areas throughout the home. So
The 5x10 slabs that you mentioned, is that slabs of like porcelain tile?
Slabs of porcelain. So you have the low maintenance of porcelain and the convenience of no grout lines on your shower wall. So.
And what's the difference? Every now and then I like to enlighten our listeners as to the difference between ceramic tile and porcelain tile.
Yeah, so your ceramic tile is fired once, so it's just not as hard and dense, and so you want to keep a ceramic tile on the wall. Porcelain can go on the floor, so it's been fired multiple times, and it's just a harder, denser material, so you don't have to worry about the cracking. So that's why we keep ceramic on the wall.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Is this still the case? Someone told me a long time ago that porcelain is a through body, so that if you chip it, it's not going to, you're not going to see that sort of terracotta look that you do with ceramic tile.
So some ceramic is a red body material, and I think that's what you're referencing. Porcelain is not always a through body. A lot of the new technology, they're doing digital printing on top of the porcelain to make it. There's some porcelain marbles that it is a couple inches from our eyes and we can't tell if it's real marble or if it's porcelain because the technology is so advanced now. But that is a digital printing on the very top of the material, and so that's not through the entire material. But gotcha. There are porcelain options that are through body. Gotcha. Absolutely.
So you mentioned large format tiles are very, very popular. What about colors? Are people going more toward the neutrals or toward colored tile that makes a pop, makes a statement?
We are seeing a shift in color. Gray is staying strong. I don't think that's going anywhere anytime soon. We are starting to see a shift in some of the warmer tones, so we're getting more of the grays and a couple of the gold tones coming back, and we are seeing a lot of color in small areas. You know, people are doing color over the range in the kitchen backsplash, or they're doing it in the laundry room, or they're doing it in a small hall bath or something like that. We are seeing a lot of fun colors come through, which is really exciting as a designer.
That is. And it's kind of brave on the homeowner's part, because hey, you're going to, tile is kind of a permanent installation.
It's not the easiest to redo.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Right. Before we started the interview, you mentioned that there were homeowners and I think maybe an interior designer picking out tile for a 15,000 square foot house. And I'm curious, what about people who maybe don't have an interior designer? What kind of experience can they have when they come here to Palmetto Tile?
So one great benefit to coming to Palmetto Tile is our staff is fully booked with interior design degrees. So everybody here has a degree in interior design and very experienced in the business. So you get that kind of benefit without having to pay us hourly to do the work for you. So there's a huge benefit to that. And again, there's that interviewing process, that dialogue back and forth, so we can kind of all be on the same page and make sure we're getting you what you need.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Tile Distributors?
Well, we have a couple different venues you can go to. We've got our website, palmettotile.com, and then we're also on Instagram and Facebook, and that is just Palmetto Tile. So go follow us on those.
And then you can you give us the address for your Johns Island location?
Yeah, our Johns Island showroom, which is being remodeled, and we're very excited about that. We have a huge expansion that's getting ready to have a grand opening. They are out on 3714 Betsy Carrison Parkway.
And how about the Palmetto Tile Distributors location here in North Charleston?
We are at 4639 Rivers Avenue.
And that's conveniently located right down the street from Ferguson.
We're right next door to Ferguson's. We have several clients that will park in our parking lot, pick out their tile, and walk next door to get their faucets.
There you go. All right. Well, we've been talking to Brittany Bowser with Palmetto Tile Distributors, and special thanks to Palmetto Tile Distributors for hosting today's radio show. Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Phil Schaffner in contractor sales here at Palmetto Tile Distributors. How are you doing, Phil?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. So, Phil, you are in contractor sales, and so you're kind of dealing with everything that's involved with the things that go behind the tile, right?
Correct. So, I'm pretty much dealing, like you say, with everything that goes on behind the tile. when it comes to waterproofing, the shower systems, adhesives, you know, how you stick the tile up. You know, if certain tile needs a certain type of thin set, I'm kind of there to help answer questions and guide the customer the right way.
Gotcha. And you're kind of in the back of the house here at Palmetto Tile Distributors, and that's where most of the tile installers and contractors, they're not necessarily going into the showroom. They're going to the back of Palmetto Tile Distributors, and you're the one kind of fulfilling the orders that are being taken in the showroom. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The girls, you know, once they get the orders from, you know, whether it be the contractor or the homeowner, whoever, I'm responsible, you know, I guess just making sure everything's accurate, giving it to the warehouse, making sure they load it up and, you know, they have the right material for that job.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, have you seen a lot of changes in some of the different setting materials and things that the contractors are using over the years?
I have. I think when I first started here, tiles were, I guess you could say they were smaller, mm-hmm. smaller scale. It seems the trend is that tiles are getting bigger and bigger. So the adhesives need to be, I guess you could say, just like stickier or stronger. Mm-hmm. So for these, you know, these large tiles that are going, we have tiles, you know, anywhere from small mosaics to, I mean, I think we have a sheet of 5-foot by 10-foot porcelain mm-hmm. out there. So what you would use to put down a small tile is completely different than what you would use to obviously put up a large tile like that. So to answer your question, yeah, tiles are getting a lot larger, heavier. So the guys are, you know, using products that coincide with that.
Mm-hmm. Lightning round. What I saw a project recently where they were putting tile on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. What kind of setting material would you use for something like that?
You'd use a thin set, a highly modified thin set. So it's very sticky, something with no sag. The two products we would sell, I would recommend Laticrete. Has a product, 254 Platinum. It's a thin set, and you would use that for the ceiling. And we also sell Ardex. They're another manufacturer, and X77. That's a really good thin set as well. So you can kind of take tiles and stick it to the ceiling, and it will not move, will not fall down on you.
Very good. All right. Well, we've been talking with Phil Schaffner in contractor sales here at Palmetto Tile Distributors. Thanks so much, Phil.
Absolutely. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile Distributors, and they are located at 4639 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. They also have a John's Island showroom. And now we're talking with Patrick Bryant and William Albrecht with Southern Lumber and Millwork. How are you gentlemen doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Southern Lumber and Millwork.
So we're a family-owned local company, one location. We've been around since 1941. Started out doing, you know, windows, some small doors, stuff like that, and kind of evolved over time in full-service lumber yard. And we kind of try to stay true to how we started with the specialty millwork, and that's kind of our niche.
Mm-hmm. What is millwork? Sometimes people aren't familiar with that term.
So we have, you know, we make most of our moldings in-house, crown molding, base, you know, anything like that, shiplap, we make that stuff in-house. We also have what we call the table side, which does gates, brackets, all types of, you know, different woodwork, radius trim, stuff like that. So we have about 8 or 10 guys over there, and they do stuff by hand. Some of the guys have been with us for a while, make stuff by hand. Brackets, windows, whatever it might be. And then we also have 2 CNC machines, a 4-axis and a 5-axis to handle some of the more complicated stuff and kind of bring it into this century.
Gotcha.
The technology.
What's the advantage of purchasing millwork from Southern Lumber and Millwork, the moldings and so forth, that are fabricated right there at your location versus maybe just buying it off and a shelf someplace?
So I'd say the biggest advantage to shopping with us, not only, I mean, it kind of goes without saying, we've been doing it for a real long time. Most of the guys who make our custom trim have been with us more than you know, 10, 15 years. One of them has been with us more than 40, who does a lot of our really intricate stuff. And kind of, I'd say just, we do our best to make the process simple for something that's usually not very simple. It's, you know, the intricate part of the project, your showpiece. We kind of handle from the design phase. We can help you lay it out how you want it. We can go to the job site, measure, make sure everything's going to, you know, come in correct. And then we can kind of handle all the way through from the design, what we're able to accomplish, you know, what look you want, and we can take from there and kind of handle it all the way through, mm-hmm. all the way to bring it to the job site.
I know for a fact that Southern Lumber and Millwork is very popular with architects, and I've been told before that one of the reasons for that is, you know, some of the architects work on some of the historic homes downtown, and those moldings are very, very unique, and you can't just go to any lumberyard to buy those. And you folks have, I guess you, do you refer to as knives to
right.
that cut the
right. So we actually cut our knives in house, and historic replication is kind of a big deal for us. You can bring us a sample of something you ripped off the side of a building, and we can match it. So we have, you know, we got guys, you know, working real hard in the tool room, so they'll take it, match it up, cut the knife to match as close as they can, and then it'll go through one of our machines and get cut. So it all gets handled in house, which is a pretty big advantage mm-hmm. to making sure we match up, because the details are, you know, really big on the historic stuff, and we try to bring it back as close as we can to its original form.
You know, something interesting I experienced when I first moved to Charleston in 1990, I bought an old Charleston single house down near Hampton Park, and I had to remove some of the molding, and some of it broke while that happened. And so I go to one of the big box stores to try to find it, and end up going to several different places, and they all said the same thing. They said, try Southern, you know? And it was almost like, you know, me being kind of in advertising, I thought that ought to be their slogan or something, because it was amazing. All your competitors were pointing me toward Southern Lumber and Millwork.
And we're proud of that. We're pretty proud of the fact that we try to be, you know, somewhere you can get everything from frame and lumber all the way down to, you know, hey, can you match this crown molding off my cabinets? We're pretty pretty big on that.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say the special thing about us is, even if we don't have it on our shelf, it's not something that you know, that we normally run through our shop, we have access to so many things. And as these houses get, you know, wilder and people want more intricate trim, you know, reclaimed stuff, we have access to, you know, to get some of these cooler things that you won't be able to find most places.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What would you say are some of the things that Southern Lumber and Millwork are best known for, besides the millwork part of things?
I would say our interactions with homeowners in our showroom. We take, you know, the pride's kind of the word here. We take a lot of pride when people come into our showroom. You know, I'll spend an hour with somebody, you know, for even the smallest details of a house. It may not seem like a huge part of the house, but, it may be a focal point for them, something that, you know, they had in a previous home, and they want that same look down here. Mm-hmm. And so, as you can see, if you come down to our showroom, we've put a lot into it. So we also try to give back to those homeowners as well with a good experience.
Right, right. And tell me something. How involved do homeowners get with the selection process? Because, you know, there's the lumber package that you never see. It's all mm-hmm. covered up by flooring and sheetrock and so forth. I mean, how involved do homeowners get with that, or do they just sort of defer to their builder?
Well, I would say on the framing aspect of things, there's not a tremendous amount of involvement. But once we start getting to the, you know, to the exterior and the interior side of things, it's majorly driven by the homeowner. Of course, everyone's different. Some people just, I want a coastal home. You tell me what that should look like. Mm-hmm. But then we have other people who I want this, and that's the way it's going to be. And it's awesome. That's fun when they know what they want.
Right. Right. Yeah. So the homeowners aren't picking out trusses, and they're not
correct. Yeah, that's the meat and potatoes kind of it. You know, that's not as pretty.
Not as
you know?
Sexy.
Yeah, it's not the sexy part of the house. So they really leave that to you know to us. You know, the boring work. But right.
But then you've got the aesthetic. beadboard. Mm-hmm. When we built our house, all of our beadboard came from Southern Lumber and Millwork. The shiplap siding mm-hmm. that people use so much indoors, we got that from Southern Lumber also. And what about Southern Lumber Millwork is pretty well known for some of your exterior trim products, right?
Absolutely. I'll pass off to William to tell us a little bit about our Elite trim.
So we make a product in-house called Elite. We probably started, you know, about 10 years ago. It's taken off pretty good. It performs really well in our climate. So we take, you know, the best treated wood you can buy, surface it down, make it consistent as possible. And then we let the guys at CMF, Rick Jackson, Tom Grant, and all their family, they prime it up for us, put oil-based Sherwin-Williams primer on it, and then we bring it back and distribute it from there. And obviously, you know, once it goes to the field, the guys do their thing, paint it up, and it does very well lasting. And, you know, there's plenty of other options for someone who wants completely maintenance-free. There's a lot of stuff, you know, coming out these days that really helps, you know, make a house low maintenance. We do a lot of, like, new cedar shingles, PVC shingles. We do a ton of, you know, boral trim, hardy board, stuff like that. So depending on, you know, what look you're going for, the aesthetics you're going for, we kind of have anything to give you the best possible product for that look.
Yeah, and the that Elite trim that you just referred to, that's kind of a decision that the homeowner ought to kind of pay attention to, because what no architect or builder wants to get is that phone call from the homeowner to say, hey, some of my exterior trim is starting to warp or twist or crack or what have you. And before the Elite trim that you folks came out with at Southern Lumber and Millwork, that was the case, right? There were, I mean, wood is sort of, even though it's cut, it's still, there's movement, sort of still living.
So wood is wood, but we do our best job on the front end, and we're very consistent in how we do it. Along with the CMF crew, you know, we treat it the same way every time. We treat it as good as possible, run it through the machine, keep it as dry as possible, you know, to a responsible level. CMF guys make sure it's a responsible level of moisture before they paint it. And it really gives the best possible finish you can get on wood is what mm-hmm. that product is. And it stemmed from a lot of the higher end, you know, custom home builders, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and they'll definitely remember this. I'm sure the architects will as well. They would be spending hours on site running planers, trying to take the top layer off the wood where it started cracking and warping, and just running that stuff through, priming it twice on site, trying to make it as good as possible. And we kind of take it. We do that part of the process ourselves. So when it shows up on site, it's ready to go. It's, you know, you're not spending hours and hours, you know, making everyone's neighbors upset that you're running a planer for 8 hours a day. You know, it's that part's done. It's ready to go when it gets there. And, you know, we're proud of that product and kind of what it's, you know, what it's created.
Right. South Carolina Department of Transportation kind of threw a curveball at Southern Lumber and Millwork a couple years ago when they said, would you be willing to sell some of your property? Because we need it. There's going to be an on-ramp going to the old Navy base mm-hmm. for the new shipping, the new State Ports Authority shipyard going in there. And Southern said, no, we don't want to sell. And the state said, oh, you're going to sell. And that's what they did. But you guys kind of turned that lemons into lemonade, and that sparked the creation of your brand new showroom. And there were a lot of improvements that Southern Lumber and Millwork made that people, I'm sure, now you look back on it and say, hey, that was not such a bad thing.
Yeah, I'll say it has been a little bit of a headache over the last 5 years, but it really has turned out nicely. I mean, we've got a brand new shop because of it that is a monster. We've got our brand new showroom. We've been able to add some more sheds that gave us a little more coverage. And we did have to we had to find a new way to do things on the operations side and customers coming in. But so far, it's worked out really well. And we're rocking and rolling now. Now that we finally got the showroom up and running, we're finally into a consistent stage with no more change, no more, you know, materials over here now, this building's going away. So I'll say it's that stress is finally gone.
What happens when a builder out on Kiawah Island or Isle of Palms, they have a delivery. You got Southern Lumber and Millwork makes that delivery. And then they the builder picks up the phone and goes, I forgot to mention I need blah, blah, blah. Do you guys tell them, you know, it'll be on tomorrow's delivery? Or do you guys zip out what they need right there in the spot?
Every situation is different, and I will stress that. But I will say that Southern Lumber makes every attempt to fix a situation, whether it be our fault, whether it be, you know, an act of God. We'll do everything that we can to either, you know, get it on another truck going that way, whether it be a salesman, you know, flying it down, or if it just has to be, you know, the next morning or the, you know, the builder coming to get it. We work together to figure out, okay, what's going to make sense, you know, so we don't slow down these projects because, you know, time is money. So.
Builders, and I mentioned that just because I know for a fact builders, I've had builders say, you know, why don't you just go up to Southern and pick up whatever, and they custom builders really believe in Southern Lumber and Millwork, don't they?
I choose to believe so. I think they really do. All facets of what we do, whether it be, you know, our quality, our competitive pricing, our service, our family-owned company, so it's we kind of bring them into that as well. How we're a family, well, you know, architects, builders, you know, they're part of the Southern family as well. Mm-hmm. So,
what's happening with lumber prices these days? I know that with the economy being so good, and you know, it's the building and remodeling industry in Charleston is just red hot. There's tariff issues and things like that. Are building materials on the rise, or are they kind of coming down a little bit?
So generally speaking, we can talk right now. Generally speaking, as of right now, they're flat for the most part. That could change obviously tomorrow. There's still some tariff things in place in regards to, you know, some of your products coming from the north, like cedar, stuff like that. But as far as like general everyday, you know, commodity products, it's generally flat right now. That being said, I remember 5-6 years ago, a sheet of OSB was $6. Now to say it's fluctuated all the way up in the last few years to $15-16, and, you know, it's hanging out in the, you know, $10 region now, but, you know, it fluctuates so heavily, you know, you could say something today and it'd be wrong tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But it's, yeah, it definitely fluctuates. But I'd say as far as your commodity stuff, like your big, you know, bread and butter on a project right now is generally flat.
That's good. So this is a good time to build a house or right. Do a remodeling project.
Pretty much the last like 6 to 8 months have been good. Much That's better good. Than it was for about a year before that.
Well, I imagine builders appreciate that because they're bidding on houses that maybe won't start construction for 9-12 months, and here they have this bid that they've gotten, they've given the homeowner, and it's based on lumber prices for, you know, 9 months ago or something.
Right. I mean, we have builders who are bidding on projects that are 2-3, even up to 4 years out. So the pricing can be very wild, and we try to update every so often and keep the homeowner, who, you know, whoever's involved, as updated as possible on how things are changing, how things are progressing. And it's just important for everyone to be on the same page and stay in contact up until the point of, you know, starting the project. It's definitely an important part of it.
All right. Well, how can folks get more information about Southern Lumber and Millwork?
We have a great website online. It's solumber.com. We're down at 2031 King Street Extension. You can't miss us. You can reach us on the phone. It's 843-744-6281, or just come down and see us.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Patrick Bryant and also William Albrecht with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile Distributors. And they've got two locations, one on John's Island and the other at 4639 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, which is where we're coming from today. And now we're talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing very well, Tim.
Good, good. Rick, take a moment and tell everybody about Carolina Machine Finishing.
We are a pre-prime, pre-stain, pre-finish facility. We're located in North Charleston. And basically all we do is take any building material that's going to go to the job site, whether it's used for an exterior application or an interior application. We run it through through a machine, and we coat it on all six sides with whatever that coating of choice is to fully encapsulate the building component so that it increases stability, longevity, coating, or lack of, you know, maintenance. It reduces the maintenance time on products. So it just makes everything last longer, look better for a lot much longer period of time. And it's done at a fraction of the cost.
Gotcha. Okay. What kinds of building materials specifically?
We do anything from fiber cement, what a lot of people would call Hardie plank today. There's multiple brands. Hardie's just a particular brand. We do all the fiber cement products, so fiber cement shingles, fiber cement siding, fiber cement trim, a lot of pressure-treated wood that's going on decks, porches. There's a lot of lumber yards that now sell a prime pressure-treated board that's been milled after the fact. We prime all that material. We do fences, porch flooring, even interior flooring and interior trim products. So just about anything that's going to go up that would get painted in the field, we pre-prime or pre-stain it.
And what's the big advantage of pre-priming and or pre-staining some of these building materials before they go to the job site?
Good question, Tim. The big deal is for many years, architects would specify what they would call back priming. So, and back priming was done specifically before a product went into the location, whether it was an interior trim or an exterior trim, and that was to stabilize it, to encapsulate it so that it would not absorb moisture. Moisture causes everything to crack, peel, blister, warp, or whatever. So by our facility, our back priming does just that. Our machine actually back primes it all in one pass. So as the board runs through the machine, it actually coats it on the top, the bottom, the edges, and the ends. So instead of on a job site where they're setting up with saw horses, priming and painting the backside, having to wait on it to dry, try to store that material, then try to recoat it again, ours is done in one pass in a horizontal fashion. So we can put four times more paint, that means thicker, on two times more surface area, that means all surfaces, for about half price.
Mm, very good. And we have all seen this where maybe you're driving by a job site and there's a big stack of lumber and it's pouring rain out, and you don't give it a second thought, but if you're that homeowner, that lumber that's out there exposed to the elements, is not optimal when it comes to using those building materials on a house.
That's exactly right. And water is actually the second leading enemy of wood and premature failure. The ultimate failure is ultraviolet light. So overexposure to ultraviolet light, Forest Products Laboratory says in their USDA handbook journal, that overexposure to ultraviolet light causes wood to fail prematurely and causes coatings to fail prematurely. And they actually say that any wood component that goes to a job site should be coated on all six sides within the first 2 weeks of its arrival on site. And when you drive by and you see components laying in the yard in the stack that's not been coated, it goes on the house raw and it sits there for 2, 3, 4 months. Forest Products Laboratory said in the South that should not exceed 2 weeks. Well, it's just about impossible to be able to do that unless you buy it pre-coated, at least pre-primed, and then you can leave it there for 6 months and then paint it whenever you get ready to paint mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, we had that experience 10 years ago when we built our house. The porch decking boards had been at the lumberyard, got wet, and it was kind of like as the builder was installing it, I made a comment about that, and he said, well, it's, you know, I can't remember what the excuse was or whatever, but we ended up going with it as is. I think it was going to slow down our schedule, and we had a lot of pressure on that schedule. But it took about 5 years for the wood to kind of, it was kind of buckling a little bit on the porch, and we you know, we lived with it, but it took to a point where we had the porch floors refinished and sanded down that it kind of gave it more of a smooth look. So definitely, if you don't have your building materials pre-coated with Carolina Machine Finishing, you definitely risk some of those things. The guys that we just interviewed before you, Rick, with Southern Lumber, they kept mentioning CMF, and they were referring to Carolina Machine Finishing. And you folks, Carolina Machine Finishing does a lot of work with not just Southern Lumber and Millwork, but all of the lumber yards in town.
That is correct. We don't actually work directly with builders and homeowners, although we do for color selections. But our product is sold through all the lumber retailers in the entire Charleston market. So if you buy something there that's been pre-primed or custom painted, it usually comes from us. So we have a whole list of great customers right here in the Lowcountry, and Southern Lumber is one of those customers. And they've been great customers. Been working with them for 21 years. And I think we've mentioned it previously. We've coated enough material that if you put it end to end, it would travel across the United States 2 times, all the way to Long Beach, California, and back. So it's something. Yeah, it's many miles of wood that we've coated, and we're proud to say that in all these 21 years that we've only had about 6 problem callbacks in that entire time. None of it due to failure, every bit of it because we painted something the wrong color. So it was just, you know, a bad call on our part. But when you have 21 years and over 23,000 jobs, we only have had 6 complaints. So
how did Carolina Machine Finishing ever find the time to add up all of the linear board lengths to figure that out?
When you have somebody as like me, it was interesting to know. So we took the time to actually calculate it all up, and it was fascinating. We actually saw we've been across the United States.
Well,
4 trips.
I was a little embarrassed because at our home show a few weeks ago. You asked me, who is your oldest customer at Charleston Home and Design Magazine? And I thought, well, it's either you or Melser Tile. And then we ended up doing a little research, and turns out Carolina Machine Finishing is our oldest customer. And I guess you've got kind of that mind that thinks about those things, and I can't thank Carolina Machine Finishing enough. It's been a great relationship over the last 20 years. I think we started about the same time Carolina Machine Finishing started.
You sure did. I think we might have been somewhere in that first year that we were there when you came into the office, and of course we were both much younger men at that point in time, and starting something that we didn't know what the future would hold. And it's exciting to sit here and, you know, Palmetto Tile today and realize that, you know, we've had a 20-year ride, and that, you know, it certainly, things look great. The Charleston market continues to grow, and there's room for both, Charleston. I'll still refer to it as New Home Charleston.
Yeah, that's.
I still have a hard time calling it Charleston.
Name, yeah.
Charleston Home and Design, but it's been a great. It's the only thing we've actually chosen to advertise in without ever canceling that advertisement, because it's just been critical to be able to be in that publication that homeowners who are moving into the area don't understand what we're about. They don't always they're not always able to find us through the local lumber retailers. They sometimes sell our product but don't mention all the other things that we do, and your magazine has given that platform to be able to feature, you know, prominent architects, prominent builders in there to actually let them give a testimonial of what we've done for them for 20 years. And I can't tell you, you know, how it's benefited us. So thank you for allowing us to advertise your magazine.
No, thank you. And we have had a lot of great experiences together, and one of which was coming up in our fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which is out now. We took a look back at the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Idea House that we built in 2009, 10 years ago. And what we did was we wanted to highlight the different parts of the house, the Idea House, that we could confidently recommend to our readers, and you know, the things in the house that we would give a 5-star rating to. And Carolina Machine Finishing got is mentioned several times in that story for our fall 2019 issue, because you folks for the Idea House, you folks painted the all the beadboard that we got from Southern Lumber and Millwork, all of the the exterior pickets, all of the siding, the fiber cement siding that we had gotten from Buck Lumber, stair treads. There's just a number of different things, and I still marvel every morning when I'm turning the corner from my walk, and I look at our house and I think, gosh, that paint color looks the same today as it did 10 years ago, and that's because the siding was pre-finished at Carolina Machine Finishing, and where you take that piece of siding, you run it through your machine and flood encapsulate all 6 sides of that siding, and it really does make a difference, because I look at the siding. There's the shutters, which you folks had nothing to do with, need a new paint job. But the siding itself looks as good today as it did 10 years ago. So thanks very much.
No, it's our pleasure. And it's just simple science. It's not that we do anything uniquely different. Just when we're running that, if the painter's painting that siding, Tim, just for the listeners, and he's limited by gravity. He can only put so much paint on in a vertical plane, and he can only reach so much of the board, because that's all that's exposed to his access. And whether he's spraying or brushing, there's a limitation on what he can put on there. He puts it on too thick and it will run. It will sag. We don't have that limitation. Our boards are going through the machine in a horizontal plane, so they're laying flat on a conveyor. So literally, where the painter is hard-pressed to get 2 mil wet film, and then a 42% solid product, that's going to net out to about 0.8 mil dry film, we're able to put 6 mil wet film on at the end feed into the machine. It's as thick as your little finger, actually, when we apply it. Mm-hmm. But we're able to get 6 mil wet film at the back end of the machine, 42% solid product. We're over 2 mil dry film in one coat through our machine, and the thickness of coating is what helps a product retain its color longer. So if you want it done that way and you want it to look good 10 years later and finish your morning walk and come around the corner and be happy with your house, you might want to consider using Carolina Machine Finishing.
No doubt. Now, you mentioned earlier about a lot of newcomers to Charleston who aren't used to the the challenges we have with the environment here, the hot scorching weather in the summertime, the humidity, and a lot of times these homeowners, a lot of them come from the Northeast. They have a particular look that they want for their retirement home that they're having built for them. A lot of them want the cedar shakes on the house, and to use real cedar shakes, the wood cedar shakes, those have some challenges, some inherent challenges that come with using a wood product. Talk about the fiber cement shakes that a lot of architects and custom builders are using that really make the overall product very, very low maintenance for the homeowner.
Well, it's really a product that we're quite proud of. We're we distribute it through local lumber retailers. We're proud to be one of the only distributors of that product on the entire eastern part of the United States. And it is a maxi-shake product. It's produced by Allura, which is one of the other fiber cement manufacturers. And it's a combed look. It doesn't have a wood grain look. So it's a fiber cement shingle, multiple widths, all 18 inches long, just like a regular cedar shake would be. But you do have inherent problems with the cedar shake. They look great. They're a beautiful product. Nobody can pick on cedar, except carpenter bees do love them. They do have a susceptibility to rot and fail and premature failure. So we just we were challenged literally almost 20 years ago by the architect Chris Rose, challenged us to make, could we somehow make a fiber cement shake not be monochromatic, not have a solid color look. So we took that comb shake, we put a red cedar, Cabot red cedar base coat on. It was kind of a brownish color, basically looked similar to a raw cedar shake, mm-hmm. but a homogeneous color. And we put a semi-trans glazed top coat on it so that you could see the color bleeding through. It was a light green top coat with a red undercoat. And it created, coming out of our machine, this phenomenal look that looked like a, you know, a cedar shake that had been stained. That has taken off. So there are innumerable homes now, Kiowa, Seabrook, Isle of Palms, all over the Lowcountry that are now coated with this product. And now you've got a 50-year warranted shake base product with a 25-year warranted coating that folks have, you know, I could call a number of names right now, folks that just love their product. These many years later, they still look just as good. There's one old Folly I drive by regularly. They've never touched it in 20 years. Mm-hmm. There's one on Seabrook Island that's almost that old, and they just love the product. So, and we can do that, and we can make it. We have a unique process, as I was showing you before we got started, in a gray where we put a dark gray base coat and a light gray top coat. In the end of the day, it looks like a true Cape Cod weathered gray shake, mm-hmm. but you get the benefit of that being in an acrylic coating, which is, you know, resistant to mold and mildew, and the 50-year warranted product that's fire retardant, insect resistant, rot resistant, high wind resistant. You just can't beat it. It's a beautiful product, and a lot of architects are speccing it.
That's fantastic. Well, Rick, I was just thinking, I don't think I've ever asked you this question before, and the numerous times that I've interviewed you, but how did you come up with this idea to pre-finish all these different building materials, you know, 20 years ago?
That's a great question. I was living in Western North Carolina, had a paint contracting company. We ran about 35 men. We owned a paint store. Literally, we were located right behind Sherwin-Williams, and I was friends with all those guys. And our Cabot rep suggested, we were pondering moving to Charleston, South Carolina. And I was going to do the same thing here. I was planning to buy a paint store here and start a company, and we're going to do the same thing we had done. And Cabot proposed it to us that would we consider doing, possibly opening a pre-finish shop, which meant nothing to me. I did not know what it meant. We began to look into it, and before my wife and I decided to move, my brother and his wife, we decided this was the direction we're going to go to. We had no idea what we were doing. We found a building, and we bought a machine, and we were so excited on day one and had no earthly idea what we were doing. And 20 years later, some people probably say we still don't know what we're doing, but we've built a what we believe is a very good name and reputation throughout the Lowcountry. We've been invited to speak Sherwin-Williams national sales conferences. We've been to Dallas, Texas, because the process works, and we appreciate that.
What was it like trying to convince builders and architects about this concept of pre-finishing material when the old thing about you can't teach old dogs new tricks, and they're used to the painters, you know, just sitting out the saw horses and slapping I remember, 20 some years ago, a remodeling contractor saying, let me give you a secret. Always paint the back of the piece of siding before you put it up. And that was like the, earth shattering thing to tell me.
It was fairly easy for the architects, because those design professionals that had spec back priming for years, and then just somewhere along the line, that fell off the radar. So specifications just seemed to begin to omit that fact. And the primary reason was a lot of pushback, because builders don't want to do that in the field. It really is labor intense. It makes a job site mess, and it's just a logistical nightmare to set it up with sawhorses and try to dry it and get it up. So it just kind of phased out of a lot of specifications. So sharing that with architects, they were all about it, because it just was what they do. They are the design professionals, and they realize if we don't specify this, you open yourself up to liability. So design professionals, almost are obligated to specify to be able to give the best product available. Talking to the lumber yards, they had had innumerable callbacks. So they were so tired of the callbacks of products that failed prematurely, the lumber yards were excited. It was the builder was the challenge. And then as builders began to understand that they could order the material, get instant curb appeal, have a product that would give them less callbacks, less headaches, and it saved them money. Mm-hmm. It saved them money. And it just it made the process much better where the primer was put on, the painter would then roll in and just put his final coat on because we don't do that part. It has to be field painted, so we're still a painter's friend. And it began to slowly begin to change the mindset of builders, and we're proud that, you know, I could call, a dozen prominent builders right now, their names, and people would know them, and they've been using us for 20 years, mm-hmm. and we really appreciate that, a loyalty.
You've mentioned before that you'll see people at our home shows, and when you begin to tell them about the Carolina Machine Finishing pre-priming process, you can kind of read it in their face like, oh, I missed the boat. I didn't get that done when I built my house last year.
We see that all the time at the show. That's the one that breaks our heart because they didn't, the builder didn't educate them. They just did not, their supplier didn't mention it to them. And he realized that within their grasp was a better process for no extra money, and they weren't presented with that. It causes them to lose confidence in their builder. Mm-hmm. It causes them to lose confidence if the design professional didn't specify it. So that's always, regretting to us when we actually have those conversations. What's encouraging is we have those customers come through, not looking to build a new home. They love that Friday night show or mm-hmm. whatever, and they just are out for a date night. That's what I love is uh-huh. doing the shows and couples are out for a date night. When we knew them, they still had kids in junior high, and now their kids are graduated college and started their own families. And they used our process, learned about it at the trade show. We'll have customers that come back planning the process for 3 years and want to make sure we're still doing it. We're mm-hmm. still in business. And then they finally build their house. We'll do it. They come back through the show, and we get hugs from those people. Hmm. No different than what you said in that design home 10 years later. It still looks great, and we never have altercation or conflict. It's always gratitude, except for those poor people who weren't made aware of it.
Yeah,
and they're not mad at us. They're mad at somebody who didn't do it.
Missed opportunity. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Machine Finishing?
They can visit us online, Tim. We abbreviated at cmfprefinish.com, where you can find us the long way, Carolina Machine Finishing. Call our office at 843-760-0029, and we'd love to talk to them, invite them to our showroom, show them around, let them see the process. When you go through the plant and actually get a plant tour, we welcome people. We'd love to have homeowners, builders, siding installers visit us, and we'll show them through the shop. It's always amazing. It's, as you've been through it many, many times, it's a very simple process. It's not anything. It's no technology used on a space shuttle. It's very low technology, but when you see it, you think, that works. That's mm-hmm. a much better system. Why did I not think of that?
Right, right. Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with a good friend of the magazine's, Rick Jackson, with Carolina Machine Finishing. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you, Tim. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.